Hi, my name is Saborni Chakraborty, and I am 17 years old. Today is October 3rd, and I am speaking with my father, and his name is Siddhartha, and we are recording this in Overland Park, Kansas. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am also good. So I'm just going to ask you a couple questions that I have picked out. And I hope you can respond to them using your memories from the past and tell me a little bit more about yourself and go into depth with the questions.
Okay.
So the first question is, can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Do I need to really talk about only one memory, or I can just talk about a time frame? If I talk about time frame, then probably my school days will be my happiest memory. From my class 5, when I was 10 years old, I have studied in a residential school in India. So I was always surrounded by hundreds of friends. We were living together, we were enjoying together. So as a whole, I cherish those moments. Until I was in that school up to my class 12. But if you really insist about one of the most happiest memory, then I can remember about when I was qualified for being able to study in engineering. Because in India, there are some competitive exams you have to pass. When you want to study some professional courses like medicine or engineering, and you can appear in that highly competitive exam only once in a year. So after my class 12, I appeared in that exam, but in the first year I could not qualify. And there was a dilemma what I will do in my career, whether I will be able to pursue my goal, etc. So when I was qualified the next time, both myself and my parents were greatly relieved. So that I can mention about one of the most happiest moment.
In your opinion, do you think that getting in, qualifying for engineering was the happiest part of that memory, or finally satisfying your parents' expectations was the happiest part?
Both way. Definitely, the parents will have a lot of expectation about you. And if those expectations are not unjustified, if you feel that you have enough merit to meet those expectations, and you feel the expectations are justified, then meeting their expectation is definitely something will make you happy. And on the other side, my other aspiration since my life was aligned to whether I get a good career or good lifestyle, like getting married to my wife. So whether I can marry her or not depends on whether I am qualified or I am able to settle in a good life. So definitely my satisfaction is also another point.
All right. So the next question that I'm going to ask is, can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Yeah, that is my mother's death. That goes without saying. Because I was only 34 when she passed away. And I was not mentally prepared about it. Because there was no sickness, no other signs of any deterioration. And if you remember, even she played with you the night before she died. So it was a real shock to everyone, specifically for me, because that time I was in USA. You and your mother were in India with your grandparents. Now, we were preparing for their visitor's visa to bring them over here. And I remember just a couple of days back, before her death, she got the US visa, and I was preparing for bringing them here. So it was a real shock for me. And there have been a lot of difficult moments in the life, but probably when I stayed calm and quiet, some of them I could sail through. But this is something I had no chance to revert back. So this is the most difficult memory.
What do you think was the most difficult part about it? That it was so sudden, or that all of your plans had changed for them to come here?
No, I didn't understand. Come again?
What do you think was the most difficult part of this memory? Was it that it happened so unexpectedly and you weren't prepared? Or was that all of your plans had completely changed that concerned your mother?
The initial impact was my unpreparedness, definitely. But it is a long-term effect because she was not at her age. She was only 58. So then the family impact is like my father has become alone, and she was my father was so dependent on my mother that he gradually became lonely, and that created psychiatric impacts. So that has a devastating impact on our family. That is number one. I'm just talking about apart from the initial shock. And then for you also, I personally believe that when you have your grandparents, their affection, their teaching is very important for your personality building and how do you carry out your traditions. That is also an integral part of the personality. That was severely hampered. And there were other things like there were financial impact. I don't want to go into other details. But yeah, the family impact on a long term was more difficult to manage.
Okay. So next, can you tell me about someone who has a big influence or had a big influence on your life, and what lessons did that person teach you?
I will not mention about one particular person, but I will again go back to my school days. As I mentioned, it was a residential school, and it was a mission school, like the other mission schools we have all over the world. It is called a Ramakrishna Mission School. And they have their own ideology where they believe that academic excellence is not only what you should look for, rather building the personality, being responsible to the society, all those things are equally important in your life. So I'm fortunate that I got those teachings in my early age. As I told you earlier, I was in that school from my 10 years age. So I learned those balancing skills or, you know, the basic life skills early in my life. So it was easier for me to adapt them. And at my age, I am 46 now. So at my age, I realize how important those skills were. So instead of identifying one person, I would definitely mention about the whole bunch of the teachers I had over there who taught me all these necessary life skills. But I will also mention about another lady that is from my professional life. I always consider her as my mentor. So during my working life, when I was employed in IT industry, she taught me several ways how to communicate to other people, how to separate your emotion when you are communicating to in your professional audience. So all those are also very important teaching to succeed in a professional life. So I should also mention about her.
Do you have a specific incident in your school years that you could share that taught you a big lesson? Like an interaction with a specific teacher or?
It is, I have so many memories, it will be very difficult to pick and choose one. But still, because you were asking, that time I was in class 5, and before going to the mission school, up to my class 4, I studied in a local school. And it was so competitive. People will be always looking for how much marks you have got in a subject, how much you have scored in your exam, all these things. So that was the mindset. Now, with that mindset, I went into that mission, and I can remember one of our conversation with a monk over there. I scored 32 out of 40 in a geography examination. I remember it. And I went to that monk and I was complaining that I scored only 80%. So I could have done better. I could have studied more, like that. So he listened to me for some time, and then he just went back to his room and brought a bag, and then told me, okay, I am giving this bag to you. You put all your numbers here and tell me how what you are getting in your life. So I was surprised that I am trying to showcase my good intention for improving in my academics, but he just completely ignored it and tried to kind of mock at me. But later I realized that he wanted to tell me that scoring the number is not important. Rather, okay, so I missed that part of the conversation. After he came back with the bag, he told me to put my numbers in the bag, and then he started asking me questions from what I have learned in geography in that class. And it was like, do you know how high the Mount Everest is? Or do you know which state of India grows more paddy? Or which part of India is more sensitive to rainfalls? All these things. And then he told me that you have already learned what you need to learn from this class. Then why do you care about the numbers? So that was a real learning for me, that for each and every subject which we learn in school, scoring the number, it is important. I should not say it is not important, but more important is what is your takeaway? What did you learn? How did it improve you as a person overall? All these things. So that is something probably I can mention.
That is a very good lesson that I also need to apply to my life. Mm. What do you feel the most grateful for in your life?
Okay. So overall, I feel that the God has given more stable life to me. When I look at other people in the society or all over the world, so many people are suffering so much, they don't even have their food or shelter. I did not have to fight for all those basics of my life. And because my parent had a stable income, I did not face a lot of difficulties which other students or other people faced during that time. And I got a lot of opportunities. A lot of people I know, they did not get equal opportunity like me. So all I had left with me is to work hard, learn more. So those are the maximum challenges I had to take. But I did not face the other basic life challenges. So that is what I will say I am grateful for.
Okay. So what are some of the most important lessons? Actually, we've kind of already covered this in the last one. So do you have any important lessons that you learned outside of your school life? Like, say, in your age range of 40, Did you learn anything new?
Yeah. So again, I will mention about my mother's death. She passing away in my early age.
Not like during that time period, not in your 30s. Like as of right now, me being in high school, have you learned any different lessons about your daughter or like your family relationship? Are there any different lessons you've learned outside?
Yeah, of course. I know you from your day one. So how your personality is changing, how you are gradually interacting with your friends, and how your personality style is changing. So all those things we are seeing and experiencing every day. And as a parent, it is also a learning for me that how I have to adapt to these changes, because I cannot treat you like a 5 year old at this time. But at the same time, I cannot let you do all the things you want. Somewhere I have to have the control so that you ultimately focus at your goal. So I am also learning every day how to change my parenting style.
How do you change your parenting style? Is there anything that you look for, like to sense maturity or anything?
Yeah, you are seeing, as a parent, my biggest responsibility is to clear your roadblocks and so that you can proceed with your life. So for the school, you know that you had to find volunteer works, and then you had to learn driving at your age. So, and being in the USA, you need permanent residency. All these things are prerequisites so that you can only focus on your study or your other career work. So as a parent, I had to take those challenges and try to give you all those parameters on time.
Do you think your parenting style would have changed if we lived in India rather than in the US?
Of course, because it is governed by the situation. So there are a lot of things different in India than in the USA. So here lifestyle is different. The requirements are different. So definitely my parenting style is different than what I have seen my parents doing to me at my age when I was 18 years old.
I know that your parents were very strict on you when you were little. Would you have had the same kind of energy when if I lived in India, or would it have been less?
No, in India, parents are strict because India is a very populous country and scopes are limited. So you have to be in the top bucket to succeed in your life. So parents become strict when they see the, what I should say, see the potential in their child. So when my parents saw the potential that I can do something, definitely they had to make sure that I am not getting distracted to, you know, age specific problems. Similarly, if I had been in India and you are brought up in India, you had to face those uphill challenges. Like, say for one competitive exam, say millions of people will appear, and maybe the number of colleges are very limited for that course. So you have to be really on the top 5% or 10% to be able to pursue your goal. So I had to stop the distractions much in a stricter way over there. But here, the competition is less, and I mean, there are a lot of flexibilities. You have 4 years in your college where you can still explore your life and decide what you will do. We did not have that kind of freedom in India. That structure is different. And there are also some law and order questions. So here I can allow you to drive your car because I know that every citizen is law-abiding citizen. So chances are less. But in India, again, because it is less populous and basic law and order is not that strong, so I have to be more strict. When you will drive, I have to make sure that you are not going too far away or you are coming back on a stipulated time like that.
Okay. So can you remember a time in your life when you felt the most alone?
Well, when somebody is 45 plus old, definitely there will be a lot of times when...
No, not old, alone.
Yeah. No, I'm telling when somebody has already crossed 45 years, they have seen a lot of things in their life. So definitely there are a lot of times when you will feel alone. Sometimes you will feel alone in your workplace. Sometimes you will feel alone in your family, being left out. Or sometimes in a different part of the society. It happens. But again, I will thank to my school that they taught me several things to know how to overcome this loneliness. So it did not ever create any long-term effect on me. Like creativity is one of them. I still remember in my school, they always encouraged to do a lot of creativity. Either you can sing or you can play music or you can do some creative writing or you can do some creative drawing. And fortunately, I can do a lot of those stuff. So whenever I feel bad for something, somebody has hurt me or I didn't get the response which I am expecting, probably I just go back to my piano. And that helps me.
You play the piano a lot.
Yeah. If you... No, that doesn't mean that I always feel alone. That is because I like to play piano.
Yeah. If you could hold on to one memory for your life forever, which would it be?
What is your question? If I want to hold on one memory, about whom?
About your own life, what would you hold on to?
No, I'm not getting the question. Probably we already discussed about this question, right?
No, say if you could only remember one thing about your life, what would you want to remember?
Probably your birth.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
Yeah, that is a blessing for every parent. Or every married couple, that is a blessing. Giving birth to a healthy child and seeing him or her to grow gradually and being transformed into a gentleman or lady gradually from a child. That is the greatest pleasure for every parent, not only alone for me.
That is very great. It's very good to hear. How has your life been different than what you have imagined?
Well, that is, again, when I studied or when as a child or young adult, I had career aspirations. All my dream, etc., were circled within India, definitely, because India is my motherland. And as you know, I am more and more culturally associated. I do a lot of creativity. So those are mostly aligned to India and Indian lifestyle. Now, due to my career opportunities, I had to come over here in the USA and settle here. So there were a lot of changes I had to accept. I had to change myself a lot and I had to start liking them, appreciating them. Otherwise, I could have been a very sad, depressed person. But when the changes came to my life, I had to accept them and then adjust to that. So there are a lot of them, so I don't need to go into the detail, but definitely due to my career opportunities, my life changed from what I imagined than what became the reality.
Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for taking time to sit down and let me ask you questions.
Thank you.